Shabbos, Perek Yudalad, Mishnah Aleph, 14:1. This Mishnah will briefly continue on the topic of the previous Perek regarding trapping of animals, but really we'll also focus on being a chovel, causing a chabura, a bruise on animals. So before I begin going inside, just understand that to injure an animal, to cause it to bleed, even if we're talking about a bruise, meaning no blood coming out, but the blood pooling under the skin, is already usur. And it's a malacha d'oraisa. So the question of exactly which malacha it is will depend on the different shitas. The Bar Tanur brings two shitas. One is that we're talking about the malacha is the malacha of dash, and it's a toda called mefarek. We've talked about mefarek in the past, I believe. It's when you remove like a liquid from its moorings, like if you say squeeze an orange or something like that. So here you've got blood trapped inside the circulatory system. You get the blood out. If it's trapped beneath the skin, so then you've still taken it out from its moorings inside the capillaries, etc. And therefore that bruise is a told of dash called mefarek. That's one approach. The other approach he has is that it's a problem of tsoveya, of dying because you're coloring the skin, coloring the animal. A third shita in the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is Rov Poskim hold, that actually the issue is the malach of shchita, of slaughtering, because the principle of shchita is netilas neshama, taking from the life or life force of a creature, and here you're draining its blood. Anytime you take blood out of an animal, even if it's trapped under the skin, that would be considered to be a tolda of shochet. Whatever the case, you're not allowed to cause bruise on animals if the bruise will, the blood will come out and then sort of be trapped beneath the skin without being reabsorbed back in beneath. In all those cases, of course, the reason why you're getting this blood is because you want the blood. That'll be necessary. Otherwise, if you're simply just out to injure some animals sadistically, so that would be mekalkel, a destructive activity, and that would be just a derabban at most. But if you're talking about you want the blood, let's say, for example, you needed to, I don't know, feed your animals or get for some, you know, medical treatment or something like that, so then you want the blood, so then extracting the blood, even if it doesn't make it out of the front of the skin, already is the malacha. So the Mishnah says inside, Shmona Shratzim Ha'amurim B'Torah, there are those eight small creatures that the Torah mentions specifically. Sheretz, the word sheretz refers to like sharitzas, like crawling around, or the Ramban says it's shehu ruts. Sheretz is an abbreviation of shehu ruts. It runs around. And Rashi speaks out how a shrut, some of the creatures that when they move kind of on these little legs, you hardly see the legs. They're sort of like almost like moving above the legs, zipping about. So kind of like the English word for creepy crawly. Same kind of idea, creepy crawlies. So all these small little creatures are called shiratzim, but there are eight specific ones that are of higher status, I'll call it, in the Torah, that they, when they're dead, their corpses, the flesh from their bodies, conveys tuma. Okay, so the Torah in Vayikra Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes to Lamed Aleph, says he has these eight different animals. They are the choled, which maybe is a weasel. The actual identity of these different animals is the pshatim are far and wide, but like chulda is a weasel. Akbar, let's call that a rat, a mouse or a rat. A tzav, the tzav, let's say, is like a toad. The anaka, the koach, and the lata'a, these are different kinds of lizards. Maybe a monitor lizard is the koach, maybe one was a chameleon, maybe one is a gecko, different pshatim. The chomet, which different pshatim here, Rashi interestingly learns that the chomet is a snail, which we differ from the others, it's not really a rodent or a reptile, it's a snail. And then the tinshomet, again, different pshatim here, what tinshomet is, could be a mole, could be a chameleon, different pshatim. Whatever it is, these eight creatures, these little kind of rodents and reptiles, so they are special as much as their corpses convey tuma. If one touches the dead corpse directly, he becomes tummy. Same with one's kalim touched the dead corpse of the Shmona Shratzim directly, the kli will become tummy. In contrast, other shiratzim and shikatzim and ramasim, all other kinds of small creepy crawlies, a sheket, the Mishnah will refer to as any gross thing, like, you know, we're talking about a tarantula, a snail, a snake, worm, all these kinds of creatures. So those are the shiratzim and shkatzim, and ramasim are animals that like kind of team, like gnats, like in large quantities swarm together, etc. All these creatures, when they're dead, they do not convey tumah. Only the eight shmona shiratzim, specifically those eight, are the ones that do convey tumah. Larger terrestrial animals are called nevelas when they're dead. They certainly convey tumah, not just by magad, direct contact, but even by masa, bearing their weight. Okay, so when you think shmona shiratzim, you got to think of these specific animals, and they convey tumah when they're dead. But the Mishnah identifies them also as the kind of creatures that they have like a skin, and therefore their skin is quite durable, and the meat beneath the skin, their flesh, is relatively easily injured. So therefore they're prone to bruising. If you hit them, the blood will pool beneath the skin and not be reabsorbed, as opposed to like a scorpion or a snail or a lizard, or a worm, where they wouldn't bruise, then the blood wouldn't pool. Okay, so there's nothing magical about these eight creatures with regard to how their skin is, works, etc. But the point is, these eight all are, they would bruise, and they're the kind of things that people ostensibly do try to trap to get their skins, etc. And therefore, hatsadon, if one traps them, he'll be chayev. And also hachovel behen, if one is he bruises them, either he wounds them by making a bleed, then for sure, if he wants the blood out, he'll be chayev. But even if the blood's trapped beneath, he'll be chayev. Ushar shkatzim, as for other gross little creatures, like I told you, like worms and snails, scorpions, uramasim, and other creepy crawlies, that the team, the uramasim, like the gnats, etc. Hachovel behen pater, if one injures them, he'll be exempt if the blood pools beneath, because it doesn't really bruise, it'll get reabsorbed back inside. They're not like a skin that holds the blood in to keep it out separate. Okay, so then you'll be pater. So, fine. Pater of a lesser, of course. Hatsadan litzorech. If one traps any of these creatures, litzorech, because he wants them. In other words, we're talking about the shmona shiratzim, we said those eight you are liable for, because essentially people trap them because they want them. But if you and they're the kind of, they're called min is nitzod, they're the kind of creatures that people do trap, says the Mishnah. So let's say you are in the business of making anti-venom for scorpions. So you need to catch a scorpion so you can then milk it. So you want the scorpion. So by trapping that scorpion, you've trapped it, you've done the malacha. That's the tzorech legufa. You want the actual malacha of trapping. You want this very scorpion. And therefore, since it's the tzorech, for the purpose of keeping the scorpion, you'll be chayev. In contrast, if you just, want to rid your neighborhood of scorpions, and you have a scorpion trap, so you're not trapping it to keep it, you're now going to be shelo letzorech, you're catching it but not for the sake of keeping the animal, then you're pater, you'll be exempt. This, of course, is going like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Remember, this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, regarding a malacha shena tzrich legufa, when you do a malacha, when you don't want the actual usual purpose for this act. So in the case of trapping, the purpose of trapping is so you have an animal that you can use. So if you're trapping not for that purpose, you're trapping to get rid of the animal, that's in a tzrich legufa, and you'll recall that Rabbi Shimon holds a malacha shena tzrich legufa is pater. Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayev. Okay, the halacha lemaisa is a machlokas between Tosos and the Rambam and poskim thereafter. But in any case, our Mishnah here is clearly going like Rabbi Shimon. Chayev ha'of, as for other kinds of wild creatures, the larger terrestrial animals, and of are birds, shibur shuso, that are in your property. That means they're essentially domesticated animals. So since they live on your property, hatsadan pater, if you would confine them to your property, so still you are pater. Many, there's a machlokas if pater here means pater of al asr. That is to say, if you're confining an animal that anyways lives on your home, that's considered to be trapping it, midir bun or not. There's a machlokas. Now, the machlokas does not cover creatures that are comfortable with you. In other words, if you're talking about your little pet lapdog. So that lapdog lives with you, it lives in your house, it's happy you're there, it doesn't run away from you. Everyone agrees that's not called trapping at all. But an animal that kind of runs around the streets during the day, but kind of homes to sleep at night on your premises, so to confine it, so it can't get out, is what we're talking about over here, a domesticated animal that you're confining. There you're pater, and some shitas are that pater means pater velasar madurban, and others mean pater, meaning it's not a problem at all, since it's not trapped, it lives there. As for a chovel behen, if one would injure, cause to bleed or even to bruise other kinds of birds and animals, like a horse or a dog or an eagle. Again, of course, since they have skin, if you bruise them, it'll pull beneath the skin and they'll bruise, and therefore, chayev, you'll be liable, again, of course, assuming that you're doing the injuring of the animal because you want the blood, etc. That'll be a malacha, that's a tzorach for the guf of the malacha of extracting the blood, etc. Whether it's to kill the animal, if it's shochet, whether it's to darken the skin and it's tzoveya, or whether it's to get the blood out and it's mefarek. It would have to be that you're doing it for that very purpose to be chayev. If not, even Rabbi Yehuda would be your pater, because that's not a matter of enotzrich lagufa. That's the issue of mekalkel. You're damaging the animal in any destructive act. You're not the lax malachas mosheves, and you would not be liable for midoraisa.